Nedam yashora bhate suraya jayata.
Lila tanor adhika samya vimukta dhamna.
Raksho vado jalati mandaram astra ugai.
Kim tasya shatru harne kripaya kapaya sahaya.
Na,
na,
not,
not.
Idam,
idam,
all
these,
yasha,
yasha,
fame,
Raghupate,
Raghupate, Lord
Ramachandra,
Sura, ya, yachnaya,
Sura, yachnaya,
are the prayers of the demigods,
Atalila,
Tano. Whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes.
Adhika samya vimukta dhamna.
No one is greater than or equal to him. Rakshavadaha. Killing the Rakshasa Ravana. Jalabdi. Vandanam, bridging the ocean. Astrapugai, with bow and arrows. Kim, weather. Tasya, his. Shatru Hayane, in killing the enemies. Kapaya, the monkeys. Sahaya, assistance. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ramachandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramachandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Purport. As stated in the Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad 6.8, Tatasya karyam karnam chavidite, Tatasamas chavyavikasyajasyate, Parasha Shaktir Vivitaiva Shriyate Svabhavaki Gyanabala Kriyacha. Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him. Everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. The Lord has nothing to do, Natasya Karyam Karnam Chavidyate. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or to kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who can be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone's being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, as showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. The devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in various activities, and therefore to please himself and them, the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being, perform wonderful, uncommon pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. Translation, Lord Ramachandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods, by having built a bridge over the ocean, does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra. The spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramachandra is no equal or superior, and therefore he has no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthai Buddhaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitarane. This is a different way of looking at Lord Ramachandra's activities. Generally, as conditioned souls, we imagine everyone else to be a conditioned soul. And therefore, when Lord Ramachandra comes and fights against Ravana and the Rakshasas, we take it as some kind of enmity on the part of Lord Ramachandra for the Rakshasas having to kidnap his wife. Now he's going to get even. But actually, Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, arranges all these activities simply so that we can have something to do. If Krishna didn't come here in his Leela, then we have nothing to think about. And therefore Krishna comes and displays Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan and Avataram Akarotu Vintu Krishna Swayam Sambhavat Paramat Parmanyo Govindam Adi Purusha Sham Tamaham Vajami. So whether he comes as Ramadi Murti Shu Kala Niyamena Tishtan or in his other avatars or incarnations such as Krishna, it's simply so that we have something to hear and chant about. That's all. Of course, Krishna also comes and he takes pleasure in his pastimes, because Krishna's pastimes in the material world have one objective, that is to engage the conditioned souls in his service. That's all. Krishna has no other reason to come. And therefore, when he comes, he makes his pastimes as exciting as possible so that the conditioned soul will become attracted to hearing about them. If Krishna came here and simply got a house, got a few children, got married, and then disappeared, it wouldn't be very exciting. We couldn't sell very many books. But Lord Ramachandra fighting against 18,000 Rakshasa soldiers, huge Rakshasas, with some of them had three heads, some of them had riding on lions and tigers and etc. It becomes more exciting. Lord Ramachandra was in the forest with Lakshman, Kundumba, who had arms which were 8 yojanas long, which is approximately 8 times 8 is 64, around 85 kilometers long. Could you imagine if you had an arm 85 kilometers long? You wouldn't have to worry about going to the grocery store. Just reach out, take whatever you can. In any case, what he was doing, he had a trident which was also equally practically as long, and he was spearing with his trident elephants and tigers and deer and lions, etc., etc. Just like that, we have barbecues nowadays. And they put different things on the barbecue spit. So that's what he was doing, Kundumba. And then he also grabbed Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman, and he wanted to eat them. But Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman didn't want to be eaten, so they killed Kundumba. Now, if he was just some ordinary person walking in the jungle and try to rob from, mugged, as they say in English, mugged Ramachandra and Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman in the forest, it wouldn't be very exciting, because it happens all the time in modern civilization. It would just be a common activity. But how many people do you know that have arms which are 85 kilometers long? Not very common. And what to speak of the fact that Lord Ramachandra was able to kill such a demon. And similarly, the whole Ramayana is filled with such activities, which makes it interesting, besides the fact that they're spiritual, and therefore they're ever fresh, and always more exciting. As long as we take Ramachandra as the hero, not everyone likes to hear the Ramayana, because not everyone likes to hear that God, Krishna, is always triumphant over his enemies, especially because there are people who sometimes read these books, they're also Krishna's enemies, or they think they're Krishna's enemies. They don't like to find out that they're going to lose. Therefore, generally most people will read these books thinking that Krishna is just an ordinary man, or that this is just some kind of fairy tale, fictitious story. There was no Krishna, there was no Lord Ramachandra, there's nothing to fear. We can still become God, it's still possible. Just a little bit more effort and we'll be there. But Lord Ramachandra comes with his devotees so that devotees can serve him in this pastime. The devotees also want to free the conditioned souls and try to help them go back to the spiritual world. And therefore, the monkey armies come. Krishna incarnates himself. His associates incarnate themselves, because these monkeys were actually demigods incarnating in the Varna species in order to assist Lord Ramachandra. And they have fun, because if we had to go to battle and we were in the Bali concept of life, thinking that we might be killed and disappear forever, wouldn't be much fun. But for them, who realize that they're not there, these external identities, it's a lot of fun. It's beneficial for the Rakshasas who get killed. They have fun doing it, the demigods. And the people, the devotees in the future will have fun reading about it. So the nature of Krishna is susukham kartum avyam. It's always full of happiness. And if we have the proper vision, the proper understanding, then we'll also be happy. Not only that, but we'll see this whole material universe is one of Krishna's pastimes also. And Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. That when one becomes Yat Karuna Kataksha Vaivavatam Tam Guram Evastaha. When one gets the merciful sidelong glance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the whole world, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate, seems to be full of happiness. A little different from the way most people see the world nowadays. That we're thinking everything's going wrong, the energy crisis and this and that, because basically speaking, we wouldn't like to get back to simple living and high thinking. We like our comfort, so-called comfort, however it comes. We like the energy being supplied to us. We don't have to work in the fields. We can stay up at night. We can do whatever we want. There's movies, there's television, there's the internet, there's food at the store. There's so many things. We wouldn't like to be inconvenienced in the least. Although Krishna would like to inconvenience us so that we get away from our working for the increasing the material fever that we're under. Krishna would like to reduce the fever. So we have to appreciate that the expert doctor Krishna, he's reducing the materialistic fever in present society, and this is also part of his pastime. Although in Ayodhya there were big buildings, but they weren't built with electricity. Everything was done in such a way as that the jewels in the palaces of Lord Ramachandra and Krishna, they provide sufficient light. Of course, not everyone was reading all the time. They were chanting Lord Ramachandra's glories in ecstasy and serving Lord Ramachandra. They were actually living in reality. They didn't have to read about it. And of course there were sages. They studied the Vedas, but with the idea of serving Lord Ramachandra and Krishna. There was no other objective. The air was pure. The food was pure. The water was pure. People's minds were pure. And therefore, what was the need of such an endeavor to figure out how to stay healthy? What exercises to do? What vitamins to take? Everything was already there because they didn't destroy the environment, because they appreciated everything in relationship to Krishna. So this is also, we can see when we turn away from Krishna and Kali Yuga, all the problems that we ourselves are creating, and how Krishna takes everything away. Ritu sarva harashtraham yasya anugurnami kurishe tadana harai harashtanai. When Krishna sees that people are just overburdened by their complication, then he takes it away from them, and then they complain that somehow or another Krishna is so unkind to us, God's so unkind, he's taking away all our miseries, our complications. All the things we think we're making progress, the cars, the buildings, the internet, spaceships, whatever, all these things that are just wasting our time and distracting us from getting out of the material concept of life, Krishna is taking away from us, and we're worried about it. What will we be left with? There'll only be Krishna. We won't have anything left. Only Krishna and his pastimes. People might even go back to protecting cows and bulls. They might even grow fresh food. We might even have clean water and fresh air again sometime. How primitive. We won't be able to breathe in all the metals in the air. You will worry they're not getting enough vitamins and metals or whatever, but you can just breathe the air and everything is there. Plenty of sulfur, aluminum, everything else is in the air. So, this is when we hear about Lord Ramachandra, we don't hear he was in the forest. God was in the forest with his wife and his brother and all the exciting adventures they go through. There's no internet, there's no Facebook, there's no newspaper. Lord Ramachandra kills Ravana, read all about it. As soon as Lord Ramachandra came back to Ayodhya, everyone was ecstatic. They heard about his pastimes of killing Ravana and the Rakshasas, or his pastimes in the forest, but that's really not mentioned. So, well, I guess they did know about it, because that washerman heard that his wife was living with another man, and he criticized her that somehow or another Sita was living with another man, Ravana, and that somehow or another Lord Ramachandra accepted her back. So these stories were told, even in Ayodhya. And we can also hear about them. But they were just happy, actually, to see Lord Ramachandra again every day. And then after Lord Ramachandra left, then Hanuman, every day you could hear about the pastime, all the time. You'd constantly be hearing about the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra and associating with him in that separation, feelings of separation. So we can also live with Lord Ramachandra, even now, just by hearing about his pastimes. And they're all enacted for the happiness of his devotees, for the benefit of the conditioned souls, and for the happiness of his devotees, which is not really any different. And therefore he acted as if he was an ordinary human being, although we see that ordinary human beings, especially in Kali Yuga, don't have the capacity to act like Lord Ramachandra. If we had to live in Tivoli Park, we'd have a hard time. Probably if one of the squirrels attacked us, we'd become bewildered. Come back to the temple and tell of our exploits. I was attacked by two squirrels and I won. A little bit more difficult for Lord Ramachandra, who was Sita Devi. Generally, people don't visit us trying to eat us or trying to grab us. Sometimes it happens like that. But anyhow, these are exciting pastimes. And we can, even from the comfort of the temple or anywhere else, we can hear about them and live that same exciting excitement that they have. Even the coward boys sometimes, Lord Krishna and the coward boys, they go out pasturing the cows, and then for some fun, Krishna turns them all into monkeys. And he becomes Lord Ramachandra. And the trees are turned into rakshasas. And the coward boys and Krishna in the form of monkeys and Lord Ramachandra fight against the rakshasas in the form of trees and become victorious. And then they go back to their village as coward boys and Lord Krishna again. Had an exciting day fighting. So even Krishna likes to fight as Lord Ramachandra sometimes. Even the coward boys get a chance to act as monkeys and fight on Lord Ramachandra's behalf. So one day maybe we can do that too. Because if you become a gopi, then you might be a little restricted. They don't usually become monkeys. So choose your rasa. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Sometimes we hear that this is Lord Chaitanya's pastime. So how can we understand that we are in Lord Chaitanya's pastime?
By taking part in, by following Chaitanya, serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission, then that will be revealed to us. It's by revelation. We may try to intellectually understand it, but to actually experience it is by revelation. And the only way we get revelation is by steady service with enthusiasm. If we want to experience this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we have to try and live as if it was Krishna's pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. We have to serve his mission, and then he'll reveal to us how it's his pastime. Yes.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, thank you for the lecture. What about living comfortably and becoming complacent? How is it possible to live comfortably and practice Krishna consciousness? And
well, we're not going out of our way to live uncomfortably. But too comfortable, if our whole objective is to become comfortable, then we'll forget Krishna.
Yes, but if you are attached to, you know, being anxiety or...
Being what?
Being anxiety. Or that we think being that if we are in a comfortable situation, we think this is the very dangerous for my practice.
Well, we should be comfortable on the spiritual platform. The body needs some comfortable. We're not sticking nails in our body to make ourselves uncomfortable. So we should live a healthy life, then we'll be comfortable. Free from anxiety, then we'll be comfortable. If you're free from anxiety and your body's healthy, what more comfort can you get? That we should desire. The spiritual world, they're always comfortable. So we shouldn't be distracted by working too hard to get artificial comfort. Because if we become Krishna conscious and live simply, we'll automatically become comfortable. As much as possible in the material world at least. And if we become Krishna conscious, then we'll actually become comfortable. Because we'll be in the spiritual platform where there's only love and bliss there. So we want to become comfortable enough not to get distracted too much by the material energy. Too much comfort will make us dull, and not enough comfort will put us in anxiety. So So, and be some balance between the two. Yuktahara viharasya, yukta chetsa sukaramasu, yukta swapnu bodasya, yoga bhavati dukaha. The yogi doesn't eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or sleep too little. One who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, work, and recreation can mitigate all the material pains by practice of the yoga system. So that's comfort, regulation. Anything else? Oh, you went to the back of the room there. What's that? Okay. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.